Hello, welcome to the WW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my co-host, the lovely Miss Stacey Nyman. It's great to see you smile, Stace.
Good to see you too.
You had a busy day today. You were all over the state of Illinois, weren't you?
I was. It was very busy. We visited our two oldest at Eastern Illinois University this weekend, and we're supposed to just go down yesterday morning very early, and then ended up leaving Friday night instead. So we extended it a little bit, and it was very, that was a spur of the moment decision to leave. Friday. Yeah. So I'm not very spontaneous. So it was surprising to me that I was like, sure, let's go.
Well, you know, that's cool. You're doing it the right way, because this kind of gave you a second version of like a family adventure, you know,
when yes.
you're right.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you have specific spots on the route? I mean, this is probably what's good in your life, but do you have a specific spot that you stop and hit every time on the way
no,
down?
No, you know, we haven't really. So this is really our first year of making this trip. And so it's not too bad of a trip. So it's not like we always have to stop. We usually do to get gas or something, because it's a lot cheaper out that way than it is by us. So Scott will usually wait to get gas until we get a little bit closer. Mm-hmm. But we haven't found our must stops or our good gas stations. We did find a really good gas station today.
Okay.
I think it was brand new, because parts of it hadn't even opened yet, and it was huge. It's like Ricky's World or something like that. I didn't pay. They had their own stuffed animals. That's all I know.
Awesome.
It was like a kid on a rocket. Could have been a dinosaur, but I think it was a rocket. So very descriptive.
Give me some details here.
I know. Very, very good. So that might be a stop. And I don't even know where it was. So this isn't going very well, but.
Okay. Well, hang on. This is a travel podcast. We're going to pull some travel out of this. And here's the judgment of like a good travel stop is if the bathrooms are all in current working condition, and if the doors have the kickstand on the bottom where you pull it out towards you so you don't got to touch that gross handle.
Yes. Okay. So, okay. I didn't notice that.
Okay.
Because I usually will use like a paper towel, or if I need to, I'll just put my hand inside my coat. So that's kind of what I do. But I did notice something in the bathroom. The bathroom was really nice, and the stalls were really nice. They were kind of Buc-ee's-ish stalls. There was only like four of them, so it wasn't a huge bathroom.
Okay.
But I really appreciated the fact when you locked it on the inside, it said locked and unlocked. So like you can see for sure that it was locked, because Britta does have a little bit of a phobia of bathroom doors and knowing which direction to turn. So she just is scared she can get stuck inside one. And then on the outside, when you turn the lock, it says occupied, if it's being occupied. So that like, it just takes the guesswork away. And I like that little touch. I really appreciated that little touch. So
that's cool.
It was really good.
Cool. Stace, on the way down to Florida, if you travel down, you know, 65 to 24 to 75, and you go right down, I have in my phone all the exits marked for all the good gas stations and traffic stops.
I bet you do.
Because I need to know how far we can go on 344 miles of gas, you know, and I need to know where I'm not going to feel like people are standing in filth in the bathroom.
Yes, it's the worst.
Right, the worst. So I've got plenty of stops. So if anyone needs any advice, the one in Florida that's a sleeper is, it's an exit called West Irvine and Orange Lake. There's a Petro Mart. You wouldn't even expect it. And it's like literally off the expressway. It shares itself with a Wendy's. And it's phenomenal. And it's been like two or three times. And every time I go in there thinking maybe it was just late at night.
Yeah, exactly. They just cleaned. Yeah.
It's really good. You know? So yeah, I've got them all marked down like Joe Travel. But I do want to give a shout out to something.
Yes.
So we sat down. We just wanted something to watch on TV. This is how my mind works, right? Lisa says, let's just something light and fun. Let's just watch something cool. All right. Let me go and take a look. Nothing on Prime. Go to Disney Plus. Of course, I find the one day like special in National Geographic, and we watched the one on the JFK assassination.
That sounds super light and fun.
Right, and fun and airy, right? Yeah, of course. So we clicked on the one for 9/11.
Oh,
we're not making fun of it at all, but by no means. So, I mean, we're laughing at our stupidity here.
Right.
And it's by Nat Geo. And Stacey, I was not prepared emotionally to handle that.
I bet.
It was Lisa.
I bet.
I had never seen the footage they portrayed. And so it's on Disney Plus. It's by Nat Geo. It's the one day at a time, or the one day for the 9/11 special. It's phenomenal. It's emotional. It will completely, I wrote it up to you guys today. It's an emotional trigger.
Yeah,
if you're not ready to see that, I mean, you come face to face with images and thoughts and sounds that you just aren't prepared to hear. It's so good. And it's part of our shared history.
Exactly. As
Americans. And if you're in your 40s and you're 35, you remember this. This was your childhood. So I thought it was going to be like every other documentary I watch, which is incredibly, heartbreaking. This was something altogether different. So I highly recommend it, but prepare yourself. That's what I can say. So that's
a good review.
Okay, let's get to Disney talk here. So we had a little Disney information there, a little travel talk, but let's talk about Flower and Garden.
Yes. So
we have a few more days left of Farts Festival. Uh-huh. Festival of the Arts.
Yes.
And we're approaching Flower and Garden. Stacey, you've ever been to
Flower? I have not been to Flower and Garden. I'm trying to think if we've like ever even... I haven't. Seen the tail end of it, I think, a couple of times, but not during the actual festival. Like we've been there when some of the topiaries are still up, but the festival had finished.
Okay. And just hearing you and I talk right now, you know what occurs to me? I'm just a little
that we here. Don't know anything.
Well, no, but yes, but no one's caught on in 450 episodes, but never mind. It's the way that we talk back and forth. If uh-huh. there was, could you imagine if this Apple transcripts things goes through?
Uh-huh.
Hey God, before we even start this show, what are we talking about so people understand? Then we'll get back to Flower and Garden.
I was like reading through Facebook and found something very interesting the other day. And of course, that's where I get all my news these days is from Facebook. And I try to vet my like sources, make sure that everything's right. And this one seemed like it was pretty legit. It was an article about how podcasts through Apple, they're going to start making transcripts public, I believe, from the podcast. So I immediately messaged it off to Chris. I was like, Chris, look at this. What do you think about this? He's like, oh yeah, I saw this a few days ago. I was like, thanks for sharing, buddy. What was my first move? Share it with Chris. What's Chris's first move?
I buried this. Stace, in no way is a written transcript of the dubs going to be enjoyable reading. The amount of words that we use that aren't actual words and phrases, who's going to read this? Who's going to want to read this? This is not appropriate for anybody. And if you're researching us and you want to pull out that one tidbit of fact, no, don't do that. They're not facts. I promise you.
Everything that we say is with a disclaimer. And I think we almost always say, yeah, I might be wrong.
So if you're going to do this for the transcripts, let me know. Let me know how that works out for you.
But yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right. Back to Flower and Garden. We've attended once. We still have a couple lawn decorations that we bought. We got a Figment lawn rock that we bought. And I don't even know if our intent was Flower and Garden. We just happened to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to be right during Flower and Garden. But you know what? I realized it was like, we've been to also a Food and Wine. We've been to a couple mm-hmm. of festivals. This was the better of the two.
Yeah.
But you know why? It has nothing to do with what you think. If you live in the North, Flower and Garden is a taste of summer that it you is. Don't expect in February or March. Whereas Food and Wine, I know what the festival is all about. Mm-hmm. But it's still relatively nice where you live, right? Even right. Cindy up in the Great White North of Canada, where it's snow, it's still actually rather charming at that time of the year.
Right.
But right about now, we're like out. We're out. Just give me some sunshine and
exactly.
something that's not gray and burnt, like the grass is here. So tell us what you know about Flower and Garden. Give us the details so everybody, because it's coming up really soon.
Yeah, it is. It's looking at the dates right now. It goes from February 28th. Through May 27th. That's a pretty long festival. I don't know how long they usually are. Probably around the same length for all of them. But it's a festival where my focus would be on the topiaries. these sculptures of flowers and plants that these artists create are just so beautiful. And all of the gardens and things that they have around. So that's the garden and flower part of it. But they
also topiaries are, yes,
nice. I feel flowers. Like it's gotten second, like this is like the part two of this festival now, where it used to be kind of like the headline attraction. But they've also, of course, made this into just a normal Epcot festival where they have outdoor kitchens that you can go and sample food from. And it says that I'm reading from the Disney Parks blog, and it's there's nearly 20 outdoor kitchens and over 60 new items to indulge in. And that's a lot. Like, I feel like that's that's a lot of kitchens for.
Yeah, Stace, they force you to be a foodie, right?
Exactly.
So on their new thing this year, they have a garden graze type thing where you got to go and pick up like your passport. You got to hit up 8 snacks or locations, and then you bring it back. And after you do that, you get your special collectible, like your exclusive collectible. So you're forced to graze. We don't want to joke and say, hey, yeah, the topiaries aren't really the draw, because Epcot on its own right, on its worst day, is just absolutely gorgeous.
Exactly.
Epcot with topiaries designed to make it beautiful with flowers and arrangements is triple gorgeous of what you'd ever imagine. Epcot with a food festival, when you're trying to get out of the great white north and the cold, brutal weather, is like Shangri-La.
Like, it's like a huge bonus. Absolutely. Right?
Huge bonus. So I figured today what we can do, we were like, hey, let's talk about some of the menus. So let's look at this. Oh, there's a lot of
menus. I know. It's like scrolling.
Yeah, there's more than we thought there would be. But each one features one or two foods, maybe a dessert. And then, of course, the libations, the beverages area, is like twice the size of the food area. So we're going to go and we're going to pick the food and we're going to talk about the desserts. And then we may pick a drink or two. But we're going to move on because we're talking about 20 kitchens. So we don't want to focus because each one of them has got 5, 6, 7 different drinks. So if you want something artisanal, something inherent with the, you know, flower and garden festival, you're going to find it in terms of a beer, in terms of a wine, in terms of a slushy. And we may talk about them if they're unique. But for the most part, every booth, every stand, every kitchen is going to have something a little different, a little unique. Some of them I recognize because actually I have a couple of them in my fridge right now, which is really cool. So, but as far as the food items, let's hit those up. You want to go first? You want to pick the first one, Stacey?
Yeah, sure. So the first one on, we're just kind of also scrolling through the Disney Parks blog with this. So if you wanted to go back at all and see any of the things that we talked about, it's all right there. And they did a really great job of listing it all out. So that's kind of where we're getting our highlights from. But the first one on the list that they had is the Honey Bistro, which is so cute. I like that name. And it's hosted by the National Honey Board. First thing on the list that really stuck out to me, the thing I would probably choose would be the chicken and the waffles. But the really cool thing about this chicken and waffles dish is that the waffles are made with a honey sweet cornbread waffle. And it's whipped honey butter and spicy honey that they use as like their condiments with it. So that's a really, that seemed like that would be delicious to try.
They really should put some honey on that dish, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Honey, right. What about me? What about a person that's trying to go?
Yeah. They have a alternative option, which also sounds really delicious. It's the honey glazed cauliflower with honey roasted carrot puree and some rice and some veggies, honey blistered grapes, and sunflower brittle. So that seems like a, you know, great dish in itself. That would be really great for one, you know, get two of them and try them both. Especially Steak, if you like honey.
They threw a lot together right?
Not me getting two of them. Like, you're with somebody.
No,
that person.
No. I'm not accusing you. Good heavens. No, the honey glazed cauliflower with honey roasted carrot puree. There's a lot of flavors going on.
I know.
I wasn't drawn to that. I saw the honey peach cobbler freeze with a streusel, but it's a non-alcoholic beverage. So just in this booth alone, your A1C is just going through the roof.
It is. But honey, you know, honey's basically a health food. So you're going to be okay.
All right. You're going to go with that. Very good. At the Pineapple Promenade, They feature a spicy hot dog with pineapple chutney and plantain chips. You a fan of plantain chips, Stace? Yes, no, maybe so?
I don't know if I've ever had plantain chips.
I've tried them so many times. I think I'm going to like them. I never do. I just can't get past them. And then they have the word Dole Whip with plant-based. So here's my assumption. I always thought the Dole Whip was... So did I never thought it contained dairy. I wonder if there is a Dole Whip variety that is based out of dairy. You know, maybe like a upgrade at like the Boardwalk Ice Cream Parlor. I don't know. But I
don't know.
Right?
I have thought so too.
For beverages, they're all over the place. But they do have a Dole Whip topped with mango cream liqueur. That sounds interesting. It certainly is something a little different. They usually have Dole Whip with rum, but this is a mango cream liqueur, which is kind of cool.
Tropically.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Oh, the pineapple beer flight. That looks, I would probably want to try that.
Okay, I saw it. How many pineapple beers do they have?
That's what I was wondering too. That's actually just, I was like, I wonder how they can make a flight out of that.
Well, they have Ace Brewery. I know even by us has a pineapple beer, but I haven't heard of many. I'm sure. Well, actually, what's the beer in Germany? What's the one that's the grapefruit beer that I'm drawing a blank on right
Schaffenhofer?
Now?
Schaffenhofer?
Yeah, Schaffenhofer. They have a pineapple one. Is that how you pronounce you threw, it? Threw a few consonants in there.
It's German. Nobody it's will know.
Right? All right. What's next at Florida Fresh?
Florida Fresh. I literally thought that said grilled warm water, and I didn't go any further.
Yes. At Epcot, they are offering you grilled water.
It's been a long day.
Stace, so let's it's $9.95 grilled water at Epcot. They're going to do it.
I would not doubt that. That's called just steam. All right. It's grilled warm water lobster tail with a key lime butter. Now I would see now when I'm going through these, I just a little story about myself. I always feel like I want to go do these festivals. And when we've been for Food and Wine, like I'm all in, all ready to, you know, go to all these booths. I might get one thing out of the entire festival. Like I don't know what it is. It's just not my thing to stand in the lines and get the food. It's doesn't become worth it to me. I enjoy still going around the ambience, letting other people do that. I just never really partake, but I okay, would. Yeah, this yeah. Is something it, I is would. Is it
because the line stays? Like the lines are too long?
I think
long,
it's or the lines. Like belly, you don't I think it's usually like, cause we're usually there for Food and Wine. That's, you know, the festival I can think of that we've been to the most. And it's just usually so hot too, I think. Okay. I think it's just a lot. And I think it's just, by the time I get there, I'm like, that doesn't sound as good as it did when I was at home looking at it. But I think this festival seems like it's more like fresh, you know, that they're going for fresh. And even though I know it's going to be very hot there still, it's a different kind of hot than September hot and August hot. So I feel like I might enjoy this festival better.
Okay.
But anyway, no matter what, even if I was feeling kind of crummy, I think I would go for this lobster tail. That stuck out as probably the thing I was most intrigued by from the menu. So that is definitely my go-to.
They seem to have like a Cuban sandwich there on that one and some other options as well too. But you're right. That is definitely, I wonder the cost of them.
I don't know. They don't have any. Lobster, they don't have any prices on this menu, probably because they're subject to change and things depending on dates. But I don't know if they really do that. But that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But yeah.
So I got a place called Swirled Showcase. We had our first swirls on the water the other day. So I enjoyed it. It was good. It wasn't all that expensive. Listen to this though. They have soft serve in a waffle cone, vanilla soft serve.
Give me vanilla.
Or. It looks like these aren't put together, though it sounds like they should. Peanut butter soft serve? I don't know. Grape jelly soft serve? But like you think about it, I want to make sure I'm reading this right. Was it vanilla, peanut butter, and grape jelly?
Right.
Like, kind of swirled in together?
This is not written well. Right? The way this is written, yeah.
Because those sound like they could go together in some...
You know? I would think that it would be, but then the way it's written, it looks like you have a choice between vanilla, peanut butter, or grape jelly.
Okay. They also have strawberry basil sorbet in a waffle cone. Strawberry and basil combination. Have you ever had those combinations together? Strawberry and basil?
I have not.
It is good. Really refreshing. And the sorbet is really light. It's not like, oh my gosh, I feel like this lactose interaction, my belly's going to be bad. No, it's really light. They have an ice cream float, which is Barq's root beer and vanilla. And then they have a liquid nitro honey mascarpone cheesecake. But there's a whole lot going on here. So,
there is.
Right? Like, cheesecake itself is dense and enjoyable. Cheesecake with blueberries is really good. But now you've got some fresh honey, some granulated honey. You got honey mead blueberry compote. So there's a lot. I wonder if in the combination they lose something with that. Because
yeah,
a lot of sweet. Here's your sweet cheesecake, right?
Right, exactly.
They do have some beverages. They got one that I thought was really interesting. Vanilla soft serve with cantaloupe liqueur. That's interesting.
Like, right? I've never had any. I don't think I've, besides watermelon. I don't know if I've ever had like a melon liqueur.
Well, Midori is like a watermelon liqueur, but I've never seen a cantaloupe liqueur. Yeah. So, but that sounds really cool. And the vanilla would go well with it. But all right.
All right.
I got something coming up here. Go ahead.
Refresh report. Yes. I was like, what are you doing? The main food item, there's just one, and it's a plant-based buffalo chicken tender poutine on crispy potato barrels. Oh, that sounds good. With ranch and plant-based blue cheese crumbles. So this is entirely plant-based, and it looks like it's got a lot going on, a lot of different flavors.
Steaks were slowly taking over the world. I'm just gonna let you know.
That's good. I believe it's good. And they're finding just so many creative ways to make things plant-based, and hopefully it will take over the world. I mean,
okay, so really. If you looked at my freezer right now, I've got plant-based options from A to Z, right? And we've tried them all. Some are really good. Some taste just, there's one they serve over at Costco, and you buy the chicken patty and it's like a KFC chicken patty. It's amazing. And then there's some that we had. It's like, that ain't right.
That didn't work.
Yeah. Good. So your mileage goes, you know, it varies. The one thing I will not sacrifice though, is you cannot have like plant-based blue cheese crumbles. I've tried it. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You got to deliver, you know. So if you're a vegan, I get it. I really do. And I God love you for being able to be that disciplined. But you just can't do that. Like, I don't mind doing plant-based chicken, but damn, you got to have the blue cheese crumbles. Scott Farrelly would not try that if they were plant-based.
You don't think so?
No, he loves blue cheese, but he doesn't like blue cheese dressing. But this would have to be real blue cheese. I know
that.
So... the Northern Bloom, we have a beef tenderloin tips with mushroom bordelaise sauce, whipped potatoes, and garden vegetables. Well, that sounds pretty good. And then they have a chocolate maple whiskey cake. And I see the picture of that cake. It looks like a little bun cake.
Yeah, it's cute.
It is cute. That looks really good too. Though both items, they sound very heavy, don't they?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, I'm looking at it right now. I would be skipping this booth just because of the heaviness factor, I think.
Yeah, it sounds dense, like in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And then we have La Isla Fresca. And that is, here's another one. Both of these main food items are both plant-based. Mm-hmm. The Impossible Jamaican Beef Patty with Spicy Papaya Syrup and Coconut Tres Leches Vanilla Cake soaked with oat, almond, and coconut milks topped with toasted coconut. That sounds really good.
The Impossible product is a really good product. And even if you've not tried it, I would contest it. If you had it, you would enjoy it. You wouldn't, if you were argumentative, you would say, oh, the beef tastes better, which, I mean, if you eat a lot of hamburgers, whatever, but this is a pretty good substitute. So if you're a vegetarian or if you're a person that wants to just reduce, this is a pretty good option.
I mean, and obviously with this, they have it probably very well spiced and it was spicy papaya syrup. I mean, those are easy ways to, you're not just eating a hunk of impossible meat. Like, they're being gourmet about this.
For sure. The Tangerine Cafe. So they have a Mediterranean flatbread. And excuse me. And I can't say these words here because I'm going to say them wrong. And if you're going to get the transcript, you're going to certainly laugh at me. But it's served with chermoula. I don't know
how I would pronounce it.
Right. Roasted vegetables, artichokes, olives, and feta cheese. But the orange blossom saffron cake is what really piqued my interest. So it sounds like orange blossom saffron cake. You know, saffron's super expensive. It's a spice.
It is.
Uh-huh. Super expensive. But this place, the Tangerine Cafe, anything that would be based close to Morocco, they excel at vegetarian cookie. If it's not the baba ganoush or the falafels or the hummus or the grape leaves, you know, the dolmatis, They excel at that, and it's often really good, and they have to go and make sure it tastes great with spices. So this would probably be a really good dish.
Yeah, that looks, and they have a, the beverage that stuck out at me is a pomegranate mimosa. Looks, that sounds like that would be right up my alley.
Okay.
All right, we're going over to the Magnolia Terrace. They have three food items. None of them are plant-based, but it's the muffaletta panini with ham, salami, mortadella, provolone, and Swiss with olive salad. Mm-hmm. And there's a spicy chicken gumbo with andouille sausage and long grain and wild rice. And then my thing that was like, this is it, the bananas foster bread pudding. So they have a picture of that. It looks really good.
What about any of the drinks? Any of the drinks?
I'm looking at them right now. Let's see.
Bayou cocktail.
Yeah, the Bayou cocktail looks like that's probably, if I had to choose one, that's probably the one I would choose. It's a spiced rum, coconut rum, fruit punch, and orange juice. Sounds very tropical-y.
So, Stace, when I go to these festivals, like I rarely get anything alcoholic. Mm-hmm. But the idea of drinking that in the middle of the day might sound refreshing. But the sugar content mixed with the alcohol content right into your bloodstream within like three, you know? So maybe I would just stick with the IPAs and the beers.
But, well, yeah. And I'm also reading that. I'm like, that just sounds like heartburn. Like that's.
Right? You got to walk the whole world showcase and hope to get home that night. You know, like maybe a beer or two would work.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
All right. So the, I'm going to pronounce this wrong again. This is the Bauner Market. So I'm guessing this is by Germany. And they have some food items. They have potato pancakes with house-made applesauce. They have toasted pretzel bread with Black Forest ham and cheese. And they have a warm cheese strudel with berry compote. So can I just go on my soapbox here? We've been on a soapbox all day. But I'm gonna
go for
so, this Oktoberfest, right, at Germany, mm-hmm. I literally cannot eat there because there's no product for the vegetarian.
Right.
And I get it. It's sausages. It's pork knuckle. It's sauerkraut. God love them. It's potato pancakes. In the former day and time of my life, I'd be all over that. But they make a good vegetarian, like, sausage link. Mm-hmm. Just put one of those on the freaking
Oktoberfest menu. It'd be so easy.
Just give me something, and I will give you my money happily, but I can't have anything right now. So listen to your old buddy Chris. I can help steer you. Just give me one thing that I could eat that's a protein source on that menu, even if it's fish or shrimp.
Because we don't want you just eating a plate of sauerkraut because that would not end not well.
Yeah. Sauerkraut and beer, right? That's not
good.
So, and of course, their beverages, they're all beers. There's Radlers, there's Pils, there's Weiss beers. There, everything is a beer on this menu, but it does work. It looks really good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so now we're going to the refreshment outpost. There's, this is mostly dessert type things. There's a fruit parfait with sweet chili sauce. They're putting that savory and that sweet in there. So let me read that again. Seasonal fruit parfait with sweet chili sauce and Dole Whip mango.
Cool.
That's plant-based. And there's tangerine soft serve. And there's an ice cream float, which includes tangerine soft serve and Barks red cream soda.
That sounds good.
That tangerine soft serve really catches my eye because I do love orange. I like sherbet and things like that. And I bet that would be really refreshing. But the beverages, the lavender martini seems like that would be really interesting. Boyd and Blair potato vodka with lavender and lemon.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out too, because the beer they offer is from Crooked Can Brewing, which is in Winter Garden. Uh-huh. And I currently have some called High Stepper or High Steppin'. And I love having beer from a local brewery.
Yeah.
Really good. They sell it in Publix. They sell it at Winn-Dixie. That the brewery, the Crooked Can Brewery, is pretty well known down there. So God love them for reaching out to something local.
Yes, local that's probably really that's cool. Great for them.
At the Trowel and Trellis, we got Impossible Farmhouse Meatball with lentil bread, spinach, marinated vegetables, and creamy herb Scott Ferrioli. All right. Then they have soy glazed sticky ribs with green onions and peanuts, and a chocolate mousse terrarium.
Steve. Yeah, that looks, it looks so cute. There's a picture of it and everything.
It looks like a fish tank. It's a terrarium with matcha crumble and chocolate soil. What are they
it's doing? Cute. It's kind of like, it looks like a dirt cake type of a thing.
Okay, I can see that now. Like one of the, like a cupcake with worms, but it's gummy worms.
Yeah, everybody should look this up because it's really cute. There's like flowers on the top of it and everything. It's really cute.
And then beverages, they've got just herbal and raspberry tea, but they're lemonade. It's a non-alcoholic beverage, but it's iced. And I'm sure they make it warm as well, too. But they've got a bunch of really cool options here. A lot of things are based on tea at this point. So I'm guessing this is probably by United Kingdom.
Yeah, you know, that's you know? Maybe. Yeah, especially with the trowel and trellis. Mm-hmm. That makes me think of that.
Okay.
All right. This is one, another one that I would go right to. The citrus blossom. Orange sesame tempura shrimp with orange chili sauce. And then a lemon meringue pie. So both of those, I'd be done. Like, that'd be my lunch right there. And then this is also where you're going to find, there might be multiple places, but this is also where you're going to find the Orange Bird souvenir sipper cup if you're looking for that. And it comes with a non-alcoholic beverage, which is the orange lemon smoothie.
Well, prepare to throw fists. You have to get in line for that thing, right?
Yeah, Orange
Bird Figment, right? You have to wait for a long time.
Although
for
I things. Think I got my Orange Bird at Food and Wine and I walked right up. So your mileage may vary.
Well, you're kind of a big deal. I mean,
of course they right? had it all set up for me in my own booth. I just had to go to my own booth. It was fine.
All right. So now we're going to go and visit a place called Brunch Cot. So, hey, you know what? We rightfully stole the word Edcot. So don't copy what we rightfully stole.
What the heck?
Right? I feel like cheated here. So food items, avocado toast. How do you sit on the avocado toast discussion? You a big fan or not a fan?
I am pretty neutral, but I always enjoy it when I have it. Like I don't ever seek it out, but okay. It's always, I always am surprised at how much I really like it when I do have it.
You know what? I think you described me perfectly. Like, we have avocados in the house, but I rarely make it. But when I do have it, I'm like, dang, that was really good.
Have
it more often. And they have a biscuit and gravy, but it's with Impossible chicken fried steak. What do you think
there
about
you
that?
Oh, it looks good. Right? I try it.
All right. And then we got fried cinnamon roll bites with cream cheese frosting and candied bacon. So that's pretty interesting. Fried cinnamon roll bites. Like, you're going to take them. You're going to eat. You're going to hope to not make a giant mess on yourself.
Yeah.
The candied bacon. What do you think? Middle of the day? Yes? No?
I don't think I would go for that. I don't like the idea of the fried aspect of it. I like my cinnamon rolls like gooey and soft, and this is, it seems like it wouldn't be that.
Steve, so. How do you sit on the argument of walking around with a big old biscuit and gravy?
No, I would like that. I keep on staring at that avocado toast. Looks like it'd be really, that would be something that's just light and refreshing and somewhat healthy.
Oh, let's not pretend ourselves on that.
I know.
How about the Fruit Loops shake they're offering there? Are you in with the Fruit Loops shake? Would that interest you? Because it sounds pretty good to me.
I'm sure Scott would get it, and I would try a drink of it and judge him for it for the rest of the day. But
this whole menu actually is really appealing to me. I'm in this whole candied bacon, but I'm in with all of it. I think it's good. All right, where are you at?
Okay, we're going to go to the Epcot Farmer's Feast. And they have a veal tenderloin with some spring pea risotto. And then a strawberry rhubarb upside down cake with creme fraiche whipped cream. They have quite a bit. That's why they have different menus.
Yeah, they had different menus on you.
So that was the early bloom menu. And that is available from February 28th through March 30th. Then there's the springtime menu, which is available from March 31st through April 27th. And that is a seared scallop with tomato risotto. And blueberry buckle with lemon creme fraiche. Then they have a summer solstice menu, which goes from April 28th through May 27th, which is seared pork tenderloin and corn risotto and a peach galette with ginger vanilla whipped cream.
Keep going.
There's more. Then they have the grilled street corn in the cup. Scott would be getting 7 of these. He would be like going back to that and just getting it all day long. And lots of beverages, actually only 2 beverages, take that back. There's the hibiscus lemonade cocktail and the frozen lemon tea cocktail.
Okay.
That looks like a great booth. Yeah.
The corn sounds great, but it's got the old plant-based cheese. So got garlic spread and plant-based cheese. It's all good though. You know, roasted corn is amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
How about the land cart? So we got roasted red pepper hummus with cucumbers, olives, and multigrain crackers. Hey, 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 nothing healthy here in this festival. Where's the honey?
I know.
Right? Nothing healthy here.
Honey is health food. You can even put it on your wounds. It's good.
Okay. And Stacey, how do you say this?
Lisa says, it's, go ahead.
Lisa says it's acai, but I don't know. Is it acai? A-C-A-I? Is that it? The superfood?
So Britta says acai.
Okay. Well, I'm going to listen to her.
I don't know.
How old is Britta?
She's 9.
She knows way more than me. So I'm going to say acai. It's the acai parfait with Greek yogurt, fresh berries, and granola.
That's parfait. I'm just kidding.
Seriously. And then they have something called the strawberry fruit bar. So I'm going to guess it's kind of like the frozen one, like those Dole ones that go in your freezer, which honestly are like the most spectacular thing when you.
Those are so good.
So good. So good. And then they get the Florida smoothie, pineapple, orange, and mango smoothie. So outstanding.
Yeah.
I'm in for all of it, but don't try and pretend it's healthy. Like, you're ruining my day. I lived that lifestyle. When I went down there, I want to be different. I want something different.
I'm sure they add some extra fat to everything. Don't worry.
Right.
All right. So then we're going to go to Connections, where we're going to find some more honey. Hot honey chicken sandwich. Southern fried chicken sandwich with hot honey and pickles and a brioche bun. And then the Orange Bird Liege Waffle, L-I-E-G-E.
Yeah.
I don't know Eagle. What that is.
No, Andrea Harrison loves them. So they're Eagle makes them. They're individually wrapped. But when you pull it out of like the packaging, it doesn't look like a waffle like you think it is. She's like a big old beast. She got like these giant ridges and it's shaped like kind of oddly, but like you can eat it like raw, but it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's not like what you think an Eagle waffle would look like. It's
okay, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, yeah, it's entirely different. They threw Orange Bird. I wonder the Orange Bird implication.
Yeah. There, right? I wonder what they, like, if they have, and there's no photos, so we can't see. I wonder if it's like one of those they imprinted on there or if it has orange flavoring. I don't know. But the beverage looks really great. It's a blood orange hibiscus margarita. There's Terramana tequila with hibiscus and blood orange syrup and orange juice.
I'll wait for the transcript to make sure I look at that word for you.
Thank you. Right? Yeah, Terramana.
Right. And the Canada popcorn cart, they don't even list popcorn. They just are going to assume it's going to have popcorn. Come on, how could Canada only get a popcorn cart?
There's not even any pop. There's no popcorn there. We're just going to give you a beverage.
So they do have a peach smash. It's Canadian Club whiskey with lemon, peach puree, and ginger, which in itself actually sounds respectable, but I'm sure they have a variety of popcorn options.
I'm sure they do.
And then at the United Kingdom beer cart, there's no listing other than they do have a beverage called the Scottish Thistle, which is Ford's gin with lemon, blackcurrant, cucumber syrup garnished with cucumber, which will parlay into my statement back. I don't know how long we made this where I've never had gin in my life. I don't know what gin tastes like. I have to resolve that, right?
Yeah. You better go to United Kingdom beer cart.
Right. Stacey, have you had gin in your life?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. We sell it at the work and I see Andrea has Hendrix and you know, so I've never had gin. I don't know. I can't give a full recommendation or yes or no on that.
All right. So we're going to go to the Jardín de Fiestas and that, like, my Spanish is so, my accent is just perfect there. Oh, there's a lot of words here. So the first one is
you got this.
Sope de Chilorio, which is a guajillo pepper-based braised pork on fried corn shells with black beans, shredded cabbage, crema mexicana, queso fresco, and chives. So I'm assuming that's soup, right? Sope will be soup.
Okay. I'm with you.
Tamale de rajas, poblano peppers, corn and cheese in masa, topped with poblano cream sauce, crema mexicana, pickled carrots, and onions with chives.
That sounds amazing.
That does sound really good.
That sounds amazing.
I love tamales too. And then flan de guayaba, which is vanilla flan with guava coulis, whipped cream, and fresh fruit.
Boy, I
like flan so much too.
Stacey, I want you to know that the whole show has been crafted where you read this one. I am so glad that we have figured that out.
It worked out real well.
You had to read this one. Dang. And they have margaritas. They have a lychee margarita and a floral margarita. but they have their craft Mexican draft beer as well, too. At the Lotus House, they have a spicy mala chicken skewer with creamy peanut sauce, house-made cheesy crab wontons. Oh, yeah, everyone likes that, right? And then pan-fried vegetable dumplings. They have plenty of bubble tea. They have a Brew Hub Honey Jasmine Lager draft beer. That sounds really interesting. Oh,
that sounds good.
It sounds really interesting. They do have some mixed drinks, but when it comes to things like chicken skewers and crab wontons and vegetable dumplings, I think the beer would hit the spot better than the sweetened mixed drink.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. All right, we're going to the next one, which is another fun one for me to read. The Primavera Kitchen, which is, I'm assuming this would be Italy. Bocconcini, mozzarella bocconcini, grape tomatoes, and pesto sauce. Then arrabbiata, which is penne pasta, spicy tomato sauce, and buttery shrimp. Quattro formaggi, penne pasta, and four cheese sauce, and chocolate cannoli. We know what cannoli is. Chocolate covered cannoli shell with peanut butter. Oh, peanut butter ricotta filling.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah. New one there. So it's like a giant, like, weird Italian cannoli Reese's?
I guess. Surprised. I'm surprised with this one, though, that there are no plant-based options. You'd think that it would be somewhat easy to make one of these with a plant-based cheese or something.
The mozzarella is like a little, like, ball. Like, that's a bocconcini, is a little ball. So, but yeah, I mean, that's the main
course there. But like the pasta.
Yeah.
That has shrimp, but you know, it just surprises me. You know, it's not like these are like meat filled dishes or anything.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they got their either sangrias, margaritas, prosecco, Sauvignon Blanc, and they have beer. What is Hanami? I'm going to guess that's Japan, right? We got a fushi. Yes,
that definitely is Japan. You're right.
Strawberry, pineapple, and lychee wrapped in coconut rice. So it's a fruit sushi. They have a steam bun filled with vegetable and plant-based soy meat. And they have a ramen cup. Ramen salad shaken in a cup with fresh vegetables, grilled chicken, and dashi broth with chili oil and yuzu. And they do have some really amazing looking things here. Like, have you ever had sake, Stace?
No, I've not. Me neither.
I haven't had sake either. Where have I lived? In a cave or something. But they do have watermelon, strawberry lemonade, Orange Blossom Brewing. I am a huge fan of the Orange Blossom Brewing Company. You brought it home for me. You remember? It was the Orange Honey Blossom beer. You weren't a big fan?
No. I mean, I think I was expecting more orangey taste to it. So it was probably very good if I just didn't have the expectation, I think, of a more orange taste to it.
Also, Stace, I'm telling everyone, I don't drink a whole lot. I got like 17 of these beers in my fridge.
I have that.
He's got all these beer in his fridge. Okay, so moving on. What do we got in France? Another one for you.
Gosh, I cannot do this one.
I think the public demanded. I think they want to hear.
Okay, Fleur-de-Lys. Is that, did I even pronounce that
you
correctly?
You did that one. Fleur-de-Lys. Okay.
Fleur-de-Lys. I did this one last time we did this too, because I also mispronounced that. This is not fair.
I haven't noticed. Go ahead.
Croissant au fromage de chèvre. Oh my gosh. Herbis et el ruti. Oh my gosh. It's a croissant with goat cheese, herbs, and roasted garlic. The next one is an orange sauce.
Oh, no, don't you dare cheat us. I want to hear these words.
Okay. The next one is parmentier de canard à l'orange, pulled duck confit with orange sauce, garmer. Oh my God. I can't even read the real words that I know how to read anymore. Garlic, rosemary, mashed potatoes, gâteau au crémeau, citron, lavande, et thym, compote de fruits rouges. Warm cake filled with lemon, lavender, thyme-infused cream served with berry compote.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That one looks amazing.
I'm not even paying attention anymore. I'm just focusing on the next thing.
let me go back. Warm cake filled with lemon, lavender, and thyme-infused cream served with berry compote. That sounds amazing. Like,
that does
really
sound really good.
Really
yeah,
good.
Okay. Exactly. That sounds really, really great, unlike my pronunciation. Beignet. Caramelisé. There's some vanilla ice cream in there. So it's a caramelized beignet filled with vanilla cream and glazed with caramel fleur de sel. So not even any vanilla ice cream. It was vanilla cream.
Well, it sounds really good. They know how to make these. And then they have a Kronenbourg Blanc 1664. So I've had Kronenbourg 1664. It's spectacular. It is great beer. It's going to be like $14 for a six pack, but I've had it. It's really good. They have raspberry cocktails. They have some slushies, and they have L'Orange Saint Germain liqueur with white and red cranberry juices.
I can picture the employees at this cart. Like, people are going up cringing. And then they're like trying to, they're like making them say the menu item, you know, like not letting them say, can I please have the duck? Say it in French.
Yeah, exactly. No. So, all right, let me take it home. We got a few left here.
Funnel oh yeah. Cake. You get the funnel cake.
Funnel cake. Here we go. The funnel cake. Yeah, there we go. So it's with powdered sugar, vanilla ice cream, strawberries, whipped cream, strawberry glaze, and a strawberry crunch.
How is that a highlight? Now I'm just crabby about this whole thing.
Well, I don't know, man. I need some people want funnel cakes. They need me to read it. Joffrey's has a few different options. So in World Discovery near Mission Space, they got an iced honey jasmine latte. Near Canada, they got a citrus frosted iced tea. Listen to this one. A tangy blend of frozen lemonade, Minute Maid lemonade. So they need two lemonades.
Yeah, that's funny because they needed to, like, probably sponsorship fit in a Minute Maid somewhere in there.
Lemon, there you go. Iced tea and orange tangerine syrup garnished with glazed orange peel.
That sounds really good.
And there's an alcoholic version with Grey Goose. At the Showcase Plaza near Disney Traders, they have an iced berry chai latte. And at the American Adventure, they have a tropical frosted iced tea, which features frozen lemon, Minute Maid lemonade, iced tea, and Hawaiian Island syrup garnished with orange peel, again with Grey Goose. You will remember nothing that we said other than, honestly, there are some really cool options at this place, both plant-based and with chicken, beef, pork, mm-hmm. steak. It sounds really amazing.
They did a good job, I think, yeah, with the mixing up everything.
The desserts and the beverage options are amazing. So depending on your day, pace yourself, right? You got to pace yourself in this situation. And like our tip would be like, be aware of what the weather's going to be that day. Because if it's 85 and sunny or 90 and sunny, that alcohol with the sugar hits your bloodstream quick. So you've got to make sure you drink your amount of water to keep yourself going through the day, or you're going to be on TikTok, not for good reasons. You know, we're going to see that video. We don't want to see that video of you. So pace yourself and know where the bathrooms are. If you do need to use the bathroom for any number of reasons, just understand where the bathrooms are around the world.
These are some good words of advice. I think that everybody should go and do like a drinking around the world at these different booths. And then their last booth should be the France booth, where they have to order a whole meal. We can record people. That would be fun. Anybody want to do that? That will feature you on EDCOT.
Right. I'm sure that happens to poor people in the France Pavilion, have to deal with that mess. But anyways, it's a wonderful festival. The topiaries, we joked, they are world-class. Epcot and its flower production is world-class. The foods are amazing. You get out of the cold weather. It's a really good time. It's a fun festival. We hit it up once, and like, if you give me a choice of the two, I'd pick Flower and Garden over Food and Wine to go to.
So, yeah, this is definitely on my list for the future.
Anyway, so Disney Parks blog, go back a few days. It's actually called The Foodie Guide. You can go and search it out and find these menus. But yeah, we're excited and I'm super hungry. We shouldn't have recorded the show before dinner, but we did. And we hope we piqued your interest. If you go though, send us pictures. We want to see pictures of Flower and Garden, if you don't mind. So
yeah, especially topiaries.
Share with us in EDCOT, and we'd love to see it. So anything in finality here, Stace?
I don't think so. That was fun.
All right. So for Stacey and for myself, we appreciate it. And we want to wish you a great day.
Bye, everyone.